जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
रिलेशनशिप बिटवीन सोल्स एंड कृष्णा विद गॉड सो हियर विल एड्रेस गॉड एज कृष्णा मीनिंग ऑल अट्रैक्टिव वन एंड गॉड इज ऑल अट्रैक्टिव वन एंड दैट्स व्हाई हिज नेम इज कृष्णा सो लेट्स एड्रेस गॉड एज कृष्णा सो What is the relationship between Krishna and soul? If we understand that, then the other relationship between two souls or between souls will be automatically understood. So Krishna spoke, God also speaking, not that only his messenger or representative speaks, God also. So Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. That is smallest amount of speech, but he speaks much more than just Bhagavad Gita. Vedic literature, Vedas, Puranas, Itihasas, histories, and Vedic literature and Ved, they are full of Krishna's speaking, Krishna's speech, Krishna's address. Krishna's philosophy, Krishna's explanation for every little thing. Vedic literature is full of what God spoke, Krishna spoke. So, he is speaking in Bhagavad Gita, Mameva anso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manasasthani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. And before that he spoke, there are two kind of energy. Actually, there are multifarious, unlimited kinds of energy, Shakti, energy of Krishna. So he says previous to this, Apareyam itam stanyam prakratim viddhi me param jiva bhuta mahabaho aedam dharayat jagat. भूमि रपो नलो वायु खम मनो बुद्धि रेवच अहंकारम इतियम में बिन्ना प्रकृतिर अष्टधा दैट देयर आर मेनी काइंड्स ऑफ पोटेंसी ऑफ माइंड एनर्जी ऑफ माइंड अर्थ वाटर फायर एयर इथर माइंड इंटेलिजेंस फॉल्स ईगो ट्रू ईगो मेनी मेनी काइंड्स ऑफ एनर्जी कृष्णा हैज एंड गॉड Being God, He has many unlimited potency. Parasya Shakti Vividaiva Suyate Svabhaviki Jnan Bal Kriyacha. God, Krishna, has many multifarious energy. There is inferior energy and there is a superior energy. So earth, water, fire, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego, they are inferior energy of Krishna, by which this material world is created. It's called material energy, dead energy, unconscious energy, jada prakriti. And there is a superior energy to that. He says, apareyam itam stanyam prakriti vidhi me param. Jiva Bhuta, Jiva, soul, Jiva Bhuta Mahabaho, Aedam Dharayat Jagat. So there is superior energy of mind called Jiva, called soul, called spirit, soul, spiritual energy of mind. So this Jiva or the spirit soul is the superior energy of Krishna. Why it is considered to be superior? Because it is conscious. It is not dead matter, not inert, not unconscious. jiva or atma, soul, it is conscious. So consciousness is spirit soul, and spirit soul is consciousness. You can't separate both. So this jiva soul or spirit soul is the superior energy of Krishna. So what is the relationship between Krishna and atma or spirit? That Krishna says in 15th chapter, mameva anso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Spirit soul is my part and parcel, Krishna's part and parcel. So let's understand this term that Prabhupada is explaining in English from Vedic literature. Part, not only part, but it is parcel also. So part is like I have 1 pound gold and I take some part of that gold, is also gold. Both gold have same characteristic. But one is called part of whole, gold mine and a gold coin. The gold coin is a part and parcel of gold mine. Part we understood, part of whole, and parcel means that it has the same quality. Quantity is different, quality is same. So that Krishna, the God, he is a supreme being and he is whole like a gold mine. Even though so many unit coming from him, he remains that whole. The example, you take a little portion of gold from 1 pound of gold, the gold becomes that much less. But it is not the case in God. God remains complete whole. He remains as he is. Prabhupada gives example to understand this, that a son is born from father and mother. That doesn't mean that some father mother has 12 different children and they weigh certain amount. So father and mother becomes diminished and they become zero and negative. Not like that. It's not like that. Father and mother remains father and mother, and child also when grows up maybe same weight or equal weight or more weight or less weight, can be more also. This is the term called part and parcel. Even though everything is coming from God, God remains God as he is. What is the relationship between God, Krishna, and spirit soul, Atma? That spirit soul is coming from Krishna. Not that Krishna is coming from spirit soul. And that's why he is our eternal father. He is eternal, we are eternal. And the relationship is also eternal. The father and the offspring or soul, super soul and a soul. So that relationship is also eternal relationship. So explaining further, the part and parcel, why he expanded himself into part and parcel? So that is explained in Vedic literature. He wanted to enjoy. He can enjoy in himself, his Atma Rama, but he had a desire. I want to become many and then I want to enjoy. So he can desire that. We have a desire being his part and parcel. So he can also desire. So he desired that. And that's why he expanded into spirit soul and this material and spiritual energies. That is his expansion. So he created both material and spirit. Whatever he created, meant for his enjoyment. Just like Prabhupada gives example that whatever you create, you want to enjoy that. You create house, you create children, then children are meant for your enjoyment. You create car is, or money you create, it's meant for your enjoyment. So, this jiva, spirit, soul and material energy and matter and everything is created by God. God is creator. And why did He create? For His enjoyment. So what is the relationship between spirit, soul and Krishna, God? That He created spirit, soul. For what reason? So that He can enjoy spirit, soul. So this is a relationship. That spirit, soul, man to be enjoyed. Prakriti. Para-prakriti. So spirit, soul is para-prakriti. And spirit, soul was created by Krishna with the idea that I will enjoy this spirit, soul, their company, their act, their being around me, everything I will enjoy. So that's the original idea of Lord to create us, the spirit soul. So this is a relationship. We man to be enjoyed by Lord. So now it is up to us to accept this concept, this thought of Lord or not. Because we also have independence. We have also independent desires. If we blend into Krishna's desire, then we become happy. And if we separate ourselves from Krishna's desire, then we become unhappy. Very simple logic, that Krishna created us for His enjoyment. So if we serve Him and please Him and let Him enjoy us, then He is happy and we are happy. Just like child created by father and mother. If child makes parents happy, then naturally child will be happy. But child runs away in the streets and calls his father and mother, become lost, then child will be suffering, of course. And of course father and mother will be also suffering separation from children. Just one mother, child run away far and far. But she ran behind child. Why? Because she doesn't want to see child suffer. And she doesn't want to suffer either. So same with Krishna. Krishna runs after us by His holy name, by spiritual master, by His scriptures, by His temples, deity form, festivals. Millions of ways He is approaching, Krishna is approaching us to rescue us back to Him, to take you back to Him. And when you are back to Him, when the child is back to father, mother is happy, children are happy. This is what relationship is about, the soul and Krishna's relationship. Very simple to understand. That is our father. Jesus Christ said, "My father is in heaven, and hallowed be thy name." Our father is in heaven, means Golok Vrindavan, Krishna in his abode, in his planet, Golok Vrindavan. So he wants us back from this material world. He wants us back. Why? Because material world is created for only one reason. And one reason, that is the living entity who is rebellious to Krishna. They can come, they can be put here, they come here and they suffer like anything. They get suffocated with this material energy. Everything here meant for suffering. Everything. You may say that I get enjoyment out of this sense gratification or that sense gratification. But how much you can indulge in that sense gratification? How much? There is a limit. You will get frustrated. Ultimately that enjoyment will bring you suffering ultimately. So the purpose of this material world is that it will make rebellious living entity, those who run away from Krishna, those who want to become Krishna, those who are not willing to serve Krishna, those kind of living entities are put into this material world. Why? Because the original idea is that you become happy more than Krishna and Krishna become happy. That is the original idea. And it still remains same. So, rebellious, go to the jail. You suffer. So, original relationship between living entity and Krishna is that living entities, the soul, are part and parcel of Krishna. And why they are part and parcel created? So that Krishna can enjoy and the souls can also enjoy. In spiritual world, there are unlimited, four times more in number living entity there in spiritual world. And even more maybe. And they are all enjoying with Krishna in some relationship. They are all serving Krishna. And in that service, they eternally enjoy. They stay high forever. They don't come down from their enjoyment. Why? Because they are set in proper relationship with Krishna, serving mood to God. So, this is the relationship of living entity with God, that we must serve Him. The easiest method of serving Him is, of course, they are telling you, one must use your mouth and tongue in glorifying His holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is the easiest method of serving Him. Cost you nothing. He doesn't take away anything from you. Only brings you peace, happiness, pleasure and bliss and nice beautiful association of Paramahansa class of man, all nice devotees. What can be more nicer than this? So what is the relationship between spirit soul and another spirit soul? That is also stated by Rupa Goswami in Ujjwal Nilamani and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and all his literature, of course, that one living entity is supposed to love other living entity more than himself. Not only that, but he says that one living entity must trust other living entity more than himself. So love and trust, both words are used by Rupa Goswami. That one must love other living entity more than himself. And one must trust other living entity more than himself. So this is the relationship of living entities between one another, that they become lover of each other. And in that loving mood, they all living entity meant to serve Krishna in harmony, without stepping on somebody's toe. Because you trust more vishwas, you trust other living entity more than you. You love other living entities more than you. This is a spiritual world, the inhabitants spiritual world, Rupa Goswami is defining. In a spiritual world, all living entity has these two principles. And that is the relationship developed in there between two living entity. And in this mood, they all serve Krishna. They all unlimited living entity. With these two principles, they serve Lord Sri Krishna in spiritual world. So this is a relationship that we are coming from Krishna, and that's why we are related. We have a common father called Krishna. And because we have a common father, we meant to love, trust and cooperate with one another. This is the relationship between two living entity. Any question about this point we discuss? Then we'll go to the next one. Yes. How to stay high forever and never come down? Yeah, that was Prabhupada went to San Francisco. He had a concert in a big hall. And the poster they made, Prabhupada like this, and stay high forever, stay high forever. Those days they were taking drugs and everything. How a drunkard always is hankering for liquor. He's hankering. Every minute he's hankering for that liquor. And bumblebee is always, every minute, hankering for honey. Every minute, where is honey, where is honey? Every minute. There is a lolium, there is a intense greediness to have. So, somehow or other, if we can develop that intense greediness to be with Krishna, to be with devotees, to be with his process, intense greediness, lolium. Sunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahiname. Lord Chaitanya, he stayed high forever, never came down. And what was his consciousness? That all world looks vacant, has no meaning for me, no meaning for me. What is the meaning? Krishna, 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 he. Nothing other than Krishna. Nayanam galadasru dharaya, vadanam gad gad ruddaya gira, pulakai nichitam vapukada, tava nama grahane bhavishyati. When will my eyes be decorated with the torrents of rain, like tears flowing from my eyes constantly, and my hairs will stand on end, and when my voice will choked up, when I will feel ecstasy when I chant your holy name? So we have to always be intensely greedy for having Krishna. Just like Sadguru Swamis, Rupa, Sanatan, Raghunath, Prabhupada, they always was hankering for Krishna, always, and for his service and nothing else. If you want to know really how you can stay forever, then you have to intensely study Lord Chaitanya's Sistastak, 20th chapter of Antya Lila, and Sadguru Swami's Astakam. How Sadguru Swami, Rupa Sanatan Raghunath Das Goswami, how they were staying high forever, under what mood, what consciousness, what they were doing. And if you like, I can explain you whole thing. But you can read Sadguru Swami Astak, how they, he Radhe Vrajadevike Che Lalite, he Nanda Suno Kuta, Goshanta Iti Sarvato, Vrajapure Kedair Mahavihvalav, Vande Rupa Sanatano Raghu Yugo. They were shouting like a mad man, "Hey Krishna, where are you? Radharani, Lalita, Vishakha, where are you?" With the intense, distressful condition. They were so much distressful. Khedair Mahavihvalav, Vihvalta. Vihvalta means, where can I find Krishna? Where can I have Krishna? How can I meet him? Where is he? Where is he? So they were running like a madman all over Vraj. Radha kund tate kalindi tanaya tire cha vamsi vate premo unmad vasad ses drasaya dasaya grastav pramattav sada. They were lying on the bank of Jamuna, Radha kund, Giri Govardhan or Vamsi Vat. How they were found in these places? That Radha Kunda Tate Kalindi Tanaya Tire Cha Vamsi Vate Premo Unmad Vasad Sesa Dasaya. They were maddened, intoxicated with the love of Krishna. Premo Unmad Vasad Sesa Dasaya. Grastha, when they were merged, they were swallowed by this consciousness of Krishna. Where are you? Where are you? Where can I find you? They were always immersed in this consciousness. In other words, they had no other thing in their mind, intelligence, consciousness than Krishna, Radharani, Gopis, Lalita, Vishakha. They were immersed, they were grastav, pramattav, sada, gayantav chakada harer gunavaram. They were singing transcendental glories of Krishna and Radharani. Hare varam, bhavabhi bhuto mida, in ecstasy, topmost spiritual ecstasy. They were enjoying in that ecstasy. So we have to remain in that consciousness. Chetana, your consciousness has to be elevated to the Krishna consciousness. That's why Prabhupada used the word Krishna consciousness. No other consciousness than Krishna in the consciousness. Then you can stay high forever and there is no question of coming down. Always thinking about Krishna and his devotees, Sad Goswamis, Prabhupada, and always thinking about Bhagavatam, thinking about devotees, thinking about holy name, chanting. You surcharge your whole day with the spiritual activities, topmost spiritual activities, highest topmost spiritual activities. And how can you not remain on that level steadily? You will. Very, very easy for simple-hearted. You have to become very simple. Trunadapi sunichena tarorevasai amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Simple-hearted. Then you can stay high forever. You have nothing to gain from this material world and you have nothing to lose in this material world. Then how you cannot stay high forever? You will. This material world is dirt. It is a dirt. And somehow or other we have fallen into this dirt. And spiritual world is world of total bliss, total eternity and total knowledge. That's a spiritual world. If you have intense desire to remain on that platform, we can. We have to elevate our consciousness. Krishna says so many other things also. So, if we can follow the easy process, that is intelligence. The easy process is rather than controlling senses, we engage senses in Krishna's service. Then automatically you will enjoy, senses will enjoy, Krishna will enjoy, and everything is super class. So rather than controlling senses, we engage senses in Krishna's service. So we just have to turn, we have to change our understanding, we have to change our method. The yogis, they want to control mind, senses, everything. And bhakti yogi, they don't want to control, but they want to engage mind and senses in Krishna's service, which is very natural, easy, sahaj. If you put block, controlling, block to your senses, controlling. The senses may spring, you know, out and, but if you can engage seeing Krishna's, you know, engage eyes into Krishna's devotees, Krishna deity, Krishna picture, Krishna movie, Krishna everything, reading and engage palatable way, then it is meditation, it is Krishna consciousness. Same thing is hearing rock and roll or some other garbage. Rather, you know, you hear nice kirtan, nice Krishna katha, nice what Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita. You hear Prabhupada, so nice. So automatically ear is control, automatically. So this is our process, easy way. We don't want to control them, we want to engage them. Okay, let's go to next. Why it is difficult to come back to 16 rounds again? Because when you don't chant, then Maya will come to you. And Maya will take over you. And Maya will explain you why this 1.5 hour, 2 hours. Rather you go to, you know, gratify your senses. You do this, you will enjoy more, you do that. Or I have some other priority, why don't you give priority to other things? So many things Maya will tell to your mind. And then it becomes difficult. Why? Because you have put or set your priority to something else than chanting your holy name. Once you start holy name, then you will come into the divine energy of Krishna, the yoga maya potency of Krishna, which will take you near to Krishna. The maya potency of Krishna takes you away from Krishna, and yoga maya potency of Krishna takes you towards Krishna. So when you chant, when you associate with devotees, when you read, when you practice spiritual practices, then yoga maya will take you towards Krishna. And when you don't practice, then maya will take you away from Krishna. So what is the characteristic of maya? Beyond she is making you attached to this body, or makes you think that you are the body. There are two functions of maya. Looks like same, but it is different. One is prekshakatmika sakti, and another vikshep atmika sakti. So these two are maya's classification. So one, it makes you attached to this body and bodily relations, my husband, my wife, my children. So maya makes you think you are the body, and these children and husband and wife is mine. So that is one aspect of maya. And the second aspect of maya is trigunatmika, that maya influence you through his agency called sattva, rajas and tamas qualities, guna. So this is gunatmika. Gunatmika means modes of material nature. So she acts on you with these three modes of material nature, sattva, rajas and tamas. And we supposed to be trigunatit, beyond these three modes of material nature. Maya, through these three modes of material nature, forces you to do certain things. Like if mode of ignorance is more acting on you, you are influenced by mode of material nature called tamogun, mode of ignorance, then you will like to drink liquor, you would like to eat some bones, flesh, or drink, or angry anger, or so many things like this. So you will be forced into doing this. I want to drink, I want to smoke, I want to, so many things, modes of ignorance. And mode of passion, I want to earn, I have 1 million euros today, tomorrow I should have 2 million. And like greedy, you know, running and monkey-like, restless, more, more, more. So that is passion. You like to run mostly like monkeys, and you would like to act like passionate, running and grabbing and firing, and you know, mode of passion. Mode of goodness, you like to go to park, relax, or you like to go to, you know, some religious place, or you like to do some yajna so that you can go heaven, or you like to do some donation, charity to some church or saintly person, that is mode of goodness. But it is still Maya. Modes are acting on you. But bhakti, chanting Hare Krishna mantra, serving Krishna in deity form, or reading Bhagavad Gita, it is beyond three modes of material nature. So this is another aspect of Maya. Maya is acting through modes of material nature. So these are the two aspects of Maya. The first aspect is Maya makes you attached to this body and bodily relatives. And second aspect of Maya is that through modes of material nature, she is trying to control you and she is trying to maneuver you. Devi esha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mamevaye papadyante maya metam tarantite. My illusory energy is made up of three modes of material nature. Very difficult to cross over. But those who surrender unto Krishna, they can cross over this Maya very easily. Another question at all? Vikshep, Atmika Sakti. If Vikshep, Maya puts hindrance or stops you doing spiritual activity. Vikshep, Atmika. So the shortest and simplest definition of Maya is that anything stopping you to go towards Krishna, that is Maya. It may be your body, your mind, your relatives, your money, your business, your whatever. Children stopping you going towards Krishna, towards Krishna's devotees, towards Krishna's Sangha, that is Maya. So thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.